There was a time when dragons flew the skies, free and unencumbered.
You guys running
away. Oh wait, not run away, run towards.
Yeah, running.
Yeah. So we take off running to catch this Piper, bro.
Uh-huh.
I'm gonna jump off the path like 15 feet to like the left or right, just so I can get a little bit better line of sight in the woods as we're taking off. And I'll kinda like knock an arrow as like, you know, get one ready just in case I see. But yeah, just running after him to try to catch it.
Now, you do happen, as you're kind of getting things knocked and ready, you do see a figure up ahead of you.
Arrow and the leg.
Go ahead and roll for me.
It's going to be a grandma.
Oh, God! Why?
Holy shit!
That's really good.
I didn't realize that you were that good at shooting a bow.
I'm very good at shooting a bow.
So, yeah, you... Twing. Arrow goes flying. Now, you only saw this, whatever it was, for like a second. And then you just hear a scream in the distance.
Man scream?
Woman scream.
Ah!
It was grandma.
keep running until I get to the lady.
Now, this is an older elven woman. And she looks like she's actually in some nice clothing. Far enough up ahead that she wasn't on the path that you guys were kind of coming off of, but you're closer to a main road through the burning woods. And she was there with a small little entourage of some elven guards.
Is it too late to declare stealth?
It is never too late to declare stealth.
All right, I'm going to do that while he's doing his thing. 25.
Holy shit.
I'm going to scan the guards. Do any of them look like the Piper?
No.
Okay, I'm going to take off again.
I am... Well, you're probably faster than I am. So I would imagine I am following up behind. I'm going to survey the situation and just run up to the... Like, looking at the guards, but running up to the woman. I'm sorry, I'm a paladin of Thaum. Let me help you. I'll chase that criminal down after I help you.
Roll me deception with advantage, because that's part of that's the truth.
It's 16.
They're all kind of first off stunned because the person they're protecting just got shot in the leg by an arrow. They saw him keep running through the forest. You come up out of nowhere. Goshen is like jumping through the trees stealthily. What is Jensen doing?
I'm looking over to Goshen while we're in the bushes. And I say, he never learns. He's still a fucking idiot.
I just kind of nod.
Roll me a stealth check, Jensen.
It was bad. It was a 12.
Oh! I say, go ahead and give me another one, because I was going to have you do it with advantage because Ordok is distracting them.
Oh, excellent. It's not good. Oh, much better. 26.
Yeah. There you go.
Oh, man.
So what's important is I did better than Goshen.
Oh, by one. Mm. Because your modifier's slightly higher.
It's true. You're ever so slightly better at stealth than me.
So you guys are all... Ordok is just taking care of this. The guards aren't quite sure what the hell to do. The woman's kind of thrown off guard. Like, oh, okay. Do you stay long or just mend the wound and book it?
I'm just going to mend the wound. I'll just cast. Should I rip it out? Because I can't heal it while it's in there.
Go. You don't have much time.
Yeah, I'm just going to like pop and cast cure wounds and just book it. But yeah, like I'm going to instantly heal it, so it's not going to hurt for long. So yeah, just and then heal and go.
And you just hear a, thank you.
So Helen just did a D&D drive-by. That's important.
Yeah, and I will say, like, when I ran up on them, like, I had crazy eyes. And I, like, stared at their face, like, like, I was just, like, out of breath, huffing it, and then just took off again.
It was a whole thing right there.
Do I have heightened senses, being as I'm half rat man?
As of right, no, not quite half, but they are slightly heightened.
So, yeah, I'm definitely going to be scanning the woods, smelling around for other, like, you know, the scent of
poop. So after about probably a good straight 20 minutes of you guys running, you're still not quite close to Ironclad. I just want to check in. Are you guys going to continue running, or are you going to... You haven't seen hide nor hair of the Piper.
It's 16 on a survival for... Am I getting anything at all?
Nothing.
I'm going to keep running.
I'm going to keep running then. Yeah, someone else is going to keep running. I'm going to keep going. Okay. I'm gonna run until like I just cannot run anymore, or I hit Ironclad.
I'm gonna leisurely jog beside them.
So, Helen, you have been kind of tied up, a little malnourished for a bit. So you probably haven't really had good sleep or food in probably 2 days. You guys were searching for him.
3 days.
3 days. So yeah, about 3 days of very little, if any, food and very bad sleep. You have a level of exhaustion,
okay,
which we have never actually done before.
No, we haven't.
Yeah, disadvantage on ability checks. So yeah, you're starting to feel it, but the walls are within view. After about another 30 minutes, you guys arrive to the walls of Ironclad, and the doors are shut.
Huh?
Huh.
What? Huh? What? What?
Have I ever known the doors to be shut in Ironclad?
You notice that the doors were shut on down in the southern sector, or the poorer district, when the Red Death was happening. But that was only one out of all the gates. They haven't been shut since the Shattering War.
Is there a guard, or is there something?
There's a dozen guards at this gate.
Hey, what's going on?
The city is on high alert.
I take it the dragon fight didn't go well?
You're kind of gonna, they're kind of gonna look in that direction, and you're gonna see just, like, it looks like, I mean, it's still, like, it's a ways away, but it looks like things are going down up there.
Oh, idiots. You ever fight a dragon head on?
With commoners. I'm going to grumble under my breath about my own religion.
As you do.
We need to get into the city now.
Understandable. Many people are coming in requesting it. Just protocol. You all live within the city?
I'm going to walk up and say, I'm a member of the Order of Thaum. We need entrance into Ironclad.
We were instructed by the church.
We need entrance into Ironclad now.
You're instructed to report to the cathedral.
Fine.
They're all just kind of like, yeah. And they're going to open, like, they have this, like, little side door off to the side where carts can't get through, but people can walk fine. Don't wait. And they're going to kind of, he's going to put it like a hand on Helen. What is your name?
Shit.
My name?
Yes.
Oh, me. Because the hand on the shoulder would signify that you meant...
Sir, the Order of Thaum is fighting a dragon up there. We need to go.
And this man looks suspicious.
Because I'm black? Wow. All right. Well, let's see. What's your name, officer?
A guilt check.
What's your name? It is 1084, okay? The year, you would think that in this day and age we wouldn't have racism. I am a proud member of Ironclad, a citizen of Agmenesta. I will not be treated with such injustice.
He's also a drow.
And I'm just gonna. Oh, shit.
He doesn't see color.
Shit.
Did we get through the gate before he grabbed him?
Oh, Helen was the last one going through.
So what I'm asking is, did Helen, like, was he walking through the doorway as he grabbed him?
He was walking up to the doorway, and he kind of grabbed his arm. Yeah.
Okay.
Shit. So the guard is between us and Helen? Or
kinda.
Is he, like, behind-ish Helen?
Behind-ish Helen.
Okay. Are there any guards on the inside of the wall?
Yes.
How many?
I don't want to cause an issue here, okay? I want to know why you're stopping me as well.
Someone of your description is wanted for questioning in regards to a series of murders in the Arcane District.
Well, someone of your description is wanted for murders in the Arcane District, so why don't we just, say, agree to disagree, and you let me go.
I don't even know what to do with this.
I'm just gonna walk back up and say, would you let my friend Talmor go, please?
Talmor?
My friend Talmor?
Oh,
let me see. He's kind of, he's got a little caught off guard, because A, he sees Helen, but B, he knows he's with a church official. Fine, go on.
I'm just going to make my way through. I'm going to turn around and be a little huffy, like that was an inconvenience, and make my way through.
That was an inconvenience. You guys are back in the city, and they close the door behind you.
In the years that we've lived in Ironclad, has the church always had so much power and say?
The Church of Thalm's power has been steadily growing since the Red Death. It's become slightly the unofficial religion of Ironclad. Even though in the Redeemer District, there's about 24 smaller temples. But even though the Viceroy of the Redeemer District follows another religion, you think that one would be the official religion. But no, it is slowly becoming Thalm. You guys are in the city. What are you doing?
We need to get to a place we can talk.
Goshen and I have some rooms at an inn.
Is it lush?
No.
Good. Let's go there.
Away we go.
So as you guys are walking around, you see that the number of guards has greatly increased. Even up on the walls, you see that there's regular patrols. And something you haven't seen in probably a hell. Only people who have probably ever seen this have maybe been Helen. But there are actually ballistas up on the keeps at the walls now.
That's not good.
Off in the distance, you can kind of tell where it is because of the tower at the center of the Arcane District. But a few of the airships belonging to the Winged Shield are taking off, heading towards that mountain.
I've seen martial law before in my life. Is that what this looks like?
Not quite to that extent. I mean, people are still walking around, able to go where they want to go. It's right now, you do happen to see maybe a few kind of altercations of people trying to get out of the city, but not many.
Am I seeing the sort of emblem of Thalm around? Like, are the city guards still the city guards?
The city guards are still the city guards. As you guys are kind of making your way downtown, walking fast, you guys get back to the inn that Ordok and Goshen were staying at. The Broken Mast Inn.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to walk up to the innkeeper and say, I've been out of the city for the past few hours. Why are we locked down?
There was a battalion of mages. We're trying to leave the city.
A battalion of mages?
A few of... I don't know the color system they use. But they look pretty young. They were getting together, maybe about 36 of them.
So a mob, not a formalized battalion.
Yes. If you want to get technical about it, yes. Trying to make their way to the mountain. The gods stopped them. And then the regent declared the city on lockdown until they see what's going on. Then the Grey Cloaks ordered the Winged Shield to finally go up and deal with the situation.
Have we heard back from the paladins that went to the mountain?
Oh, not yet, no. You can see there's just the dust clouds. Don't know whether that's the start of a battle or the end of one. But thankfully I haven't seen any fires.
Okay. Thank you for the information.
Oh, yeah.
What time is it? Is it like lunchtime?
It's probably about 2-3 o'clock in the afternoon.
Do you still have any lunch on, by chance?
Well, yeah, I've always got something in the stew pot.
Could you send 4 orders up to our rooms?
Oh, yeah, I can do. Ales, anything to drink?
By thumb, yes.
4 mugs it is, I'll send it right up.
I'm just going to look over and sort of nod with my head towards the staircase. And I'll head up.
Yeah.
So it is kind of quiet on the first floor, and as you get it further up, yeah, no, the whole building is not as ruckus as it normally is. Also a little later than the lunchtime rush. You guys make it to the room, and do you guys get 1 or 2 rooms? I can't remember.
I think we got 2.
Yeah, I believe we got 2.
And one was holding Bo's body.
Yep. And yep. Was being the operative word.
Yeah. So you guys make it up, back it to the rooms, and heading into the main one. Because you got 2 that were connected by a door, right?
Yeah.
All right, you guys are inside.
I go to my chest and pull out my half plate, and I'm going to start just swapping out armors and pulling out any regalia that I have, and, like, displaying that. Because, like, I feel like things are about to get weird, so I want to make sure that I can be as official as I can be.
Can make sure things get weird here in a moment.
I'll give Wardock a hand with, like, the buckles and clasps. I know that shit's hard on your own.
In fact, everyone looks a little worse for wear, especially Helen.
Yeah. I'm going to change my clothes.
You have any items on you?
No. I'll wrap it in a bed sheet, basically. I don't care. I just need to get out of well, I'll just, like, get naked, I guess, and start, like, is there, like, a wash basin?
There is.
In the room? I'll start kind of, you know, washing through my leathers and, like, start kind of cleaning myself up and...
Hey all, Trent here. I just wanted to take a minute out of this episode to talk about the Patreon revamp and what that means for us going into the future. We recently decided to bring the most value to our tiers we could and restructure them so we could pack as many rewards in there as possible. So I just want to do a quick rundown of each new and improved tiers and what they are and what that means for you guys. First of all, we have the $1 per month. This is the Innkeeper level. This tier will give you access to a sub-only Team Super Awesome chat on Discord and all the cool projects that come with that. We recently started having our Patreons build out character ideas on our private channels for bonus content, and it's been really fun seeing what they come up with. Just a note though, our Discord community will always be open to everyone, but this tier unlocks private channels for subs only. This also gives you access to the stream videos of the monthly roundtables found on Patreon after the stream is over. Next, we move into the $5 per month, the Greycloak level. This level unlocks some really cool stuff. Not only do you get everything from the $1 tier, you get an early access Monday release of the episodes. But it's also ad-free and on a Patreon-exclusive RSS feed that is just for this tier and up, which includes all of our old bonus content as well as all of the new content and behind-the-scenes stuff we are creating going forward. With the uptick in patrons, we are working on some really cool projects, and you aren't going to want to miss it. We got some really cool stuff coming up. And on top of all of that, we have bi-monthly flash sales on our new merch store advertised only to this tier and higher. So you guys will get kind of an exclusive little deal on that sweet, sweet DOD swag that others just don't know about. So that moves into the $10 tier, the final tier, the Guild Mage tier. This is the big one. This is kind of cool. We thought about this a lot, and we really hope this works out like we want it to. But you will not only get everything in the previous tiers that has been mentioned, but also a video recording of the actual session. Every time we record our show, we're going to record ourselves, and we will release those videos in chunks that roughly correspond with that week's episode. Everything from the game day will be left in, and you will get to see the full DOD experience. This is kind of a new thing that we're going to try out, and we hope that it kind of brings the most value that it can, as well as you guys get to see kind of the unfiltered way that we play. And so it's a little scary for us just because the edited version is edited for a reason. But in any case, this also comes with our adventure vault of handwritten canon adventure guides from the past and all the ones that be releasing going forward, as well as being able to be in the game. DM John will work with you and put you as a notable NPC in our game, so I don't think there's much more of a way to get immersed into our world, and we really, really want you to. We invite you to. So come on over to Patreon if any of this has tickled your fancy to become a member. I will link everything in the description below on our Discord, Twitters, and website. But always... always, this is entirely optional. This is only if you want to. The show will absolutely always be free. We just wanted to make sure that there was some way that we could reward those who wanted to support the show. So in any case, guys, we really appreciate you, Patreon or not. We love the growth that we've been seeing. We love everything about our community, and we really, really hope you guys are enjoying the episodes. Have a good one.
Oh, I'll never win my money back now. What seems to be the trouble, friend? I lost my lucky dice gambling, and now I don't have anything to play with. Ah, a predicament. Though fear not, I know exactly where you can get some quality dice for cheap. You do? Yes, Easy Roller Dice has a shop set up down in Ironclad. With deals like 100 six-sided dice for $22.95, you'll never run out of dice again. Wow, that's incredible. You're really smart, mister. You may look like a handsome monkey, but you smell like a man. Well, thank you. Just for that, make sure to use the code DDP15 to save an additional 15% on your order. Run along now, my unfortunate friend.
Huh? Goshen, come on. It's time to get up. We've got things to do today.
I just had the strangest dream.
To the people of Agmanesta, hear me. I have been advised by the Holy Order of Thaum that new adventuring gear is available to all who may be in need. Wormwood Gaming, founded by a small troop of artisans, has released a series of gaming towers, trays, vaults, and other accessories to ensure that your roles stay true and any equipment secure from Bay or any other dark influences that stalk it. If you decide to take up the cause, use the code DOERDICE at checkout to gain free shipping anywhere within the United States.
Hey guys, it's John, your friendly neighborhood dungeon master. I just want to take a moment real quick and talk to you guys about Fantasy Grounds. They are a fantastic program you can use on your computer to game with those friends you have that might not be as close as you prefer. If you and your friends can't sit around a table together, Fantasy Grounds is by far the best alternative to it. The day a module for Dungeons & Dragons drops in your friendly local gaming store, it drops on Fantasy Grounds. And the ease to add your own content is a breeze. Thanks for listening, guys. Now back to the show.
The city is... it's getting ready for something big. I haven't seen the ballistas on the walls since before the shattering.
It would appear that they are quite worked up about the dragon sighting and fighting.
Have you guys ever seen a dragon before?
No, that's before my time.
Back before everything happened with the shattering, my parents worked for the Galen Empire. There was a few close calls before they were all banished. And then after the shattering, there was a small group that I was a part of that Now, I'll get into that later, but there's damn good reason to be on edge. But that's either here nor there as of right now. It seems like idiots have stepped up thinking that they can take on a dragon. So, in the meantime,
I fear that they're worse than just idiots. I think they're doing this with intention. Things are not right within the Order. I think they are making a vie for power by...
They are.
What do you know?
The only reason I'm alive right now is because I struck a deal with the Piper. One that I don't intend on following through.
My hand still, like, goes to my little hammer.
As of right now, I am infected. In a few days' time, I will be a rat folk. Unless I can find some way to stop it. But in any case, he contracted me to... I pull out the vials of poison. Dump these in the water system. I'm not the only agent he has. Don't know what organization he's working for, but it would seem that the Church of Thalm is involved, being as I've been also instructed to assassinate Father Stonespine, the regent of the Redeemer District. And then when asked where I should put these, he more or less told me any water system except the Redeemer District. I think they're trying to start the plague again. And I think, well, me and others like me have already started to poison the system. And I think the Church of Thalm is behind it all. And they're, after all the shit goes down, they're going to swoop in and try to save the day. And when they do, they're going to take control of the city. Because it's every district.
Don't say a word. I just let go of my hammer and I start putting my armor on again. As quick as I can.
We need to figure out who's behind... I guess, who would benefit from all this? And why would they start a plague again?
If I had to guess, it would be Hohenheim, based on the man's character. He's the head of the Order, currently.
Well, there's a few ways we could go about this, but the issue is it's already started.
If we can get to Redeemer, we can at least warn the clerics, although maybe not at the Order.
I mean, there's other faiths, but I just don't know how big the network is there.
Corruption is a hell of a thing.
It's magic, right? Maybe the Arcanum, if they knew, they could do something.
Maybe. I don't know. I don't quite know what they classify as their magic. I don't know if they can purify and make things holy again.
Even more than that, I don't think it's a coincidence that mages leaving specifically triggered the lockdown. Another dragon sighting, we all know the history of dragon's blood and mages. They're probably going to be under pretty close watch right now.
Yeah, it's true.
We can't do this alone.
That's also true.
But whoever we choose will probably end up ruling Ironclad. We could help the mages. And they could, you know, they'd have a viable reason to turn everyone against the clerics. But do you want mages running the city? The other option, the syndicate has the manpower, but we all know what they would do if they had the chance.
Well, that was something else I wanted to talk to you about. I think I have a plan to take out the syndicate.
I'll actually, like, stop and turn around. What?
I have an idea. I don't know if it'll work, but knowing what I know, and knowing our contract as of now with the king, vying for power, seemingly not knowing anything what's going on, because he's so narrow-minded about the Narrows. If we were to use the leverage that I have with the Piper, saying that, I don't know, the Piper wants to meet with the generals of the syndicate, we get them in a room, we set up this poison on the end of an arrow, I use my abilities to explode the arrow and poison all the generals, or kill them, or attack them all in one room under the guise of meeting with the Piper to enlist them.
They'll never agree to that.
I have to talk to the king anyway, actually, now that I think about it.
We do have a meeting with him.
Yeah, I lower my wrist and or my sleeve and show the snake wrapped around my wrist.
He gotcha.
He got me.
He's done that to me a few times, too.
So, we could always use this as a reason to meet the king, at least.
If we can take out enough of the syndicate's head, we can maybe take control. Use the manpower.
That's a lot of ifs.
The other options, let it happen. Leave. Let the dragon eventually kill everybody.
We could attack this on two fronts. I think Ada is commanded to protect Ironclad, is she not?
Yeah, I believe so.
We can approach her magic side of it, see if she, maybe give her one of your vials. Maybe she can have some insight into how to help the people. And then we can walk towards the syndicate and see if we can get some troops by taking over.
That's a plan.
And then disbanding. I'm just gonna like dead eye look into Helen.
That actually, the plan was to maybe if I could take control, if we could take control of the syndicate, go to the Narrows, see about striking a deal, making an alliance.
I can probably get you a talk with the Viceroy of the Narrows. My name is going to carry some weight with him.
Why?
I just found out recently that he's family.
You're a Voltog?
He's a cousin. I thought he was dead.
Well, this plan just got a little bit more of a footing, I guess. Off to the Arcanum, because a lot of this, well, I mean, you guys could do it without me, obviously, but I don't know how much time I have left. I can already feel some changes. I need to be looked at.
Let's head to Ada, then.
All right. And take off.
As you guys go to the door and open it, you'll see that there is a tray outside the door. Your food on it. One of the elves is knocked over.
Helen, you should probably eat something.
Yeah, I'm gonna take like both the bowls, like two of the bowls, and just start like drinking them as I'm walking.
He doesn't have a hand, so I'll grab his ale. It's mine now.
Jensen, are you twitchy? Do you need my ale?
I'm fine. I'll meet you guys at the tower. I gotta go get something to my house.
I stop. Then we go with you. I told you back there, bud. All or nothing.
I'll catch up with you. And I run out. And Helen can't keep up with me.
I love that man. I guess we're gonna...
I'm actually gonna... as I pick up my backpack, I'm gonna remember something. And I'm gonna look at Helen and say... Do you have a secure box that not even the syndicate knows about that we could store something?
Yes.
I was going to bring it back to have the Redeemer District look at it, but we should probably... There's some weird shit in that cave.
I think I have a couple dead drops around the city that I don't think... I know one that the syndicate doesn't know of.
Let's head there first. We need to...
It's on the way.
And as I'm, like, closing up the door, I'm just going to say, and Helen, do not touch this backpack.
I really want to touch it so bad now. What'd you find? As we're walking, I guess.
I don't know. Something that has had a lot of power put into it.
Let me take a look.
Creepy blood mask. That pretty much sums it up.
It was countless blood sacrifices for ages. There's nothing to see.
Just let me see it.
Let's get out of sight and out of this inn first.
Okay. We'll duck into an alley, I guess.
I'll pull my backpack down, and I'm just going to look at him again and just say, do not touch this. I do not know what this is.
That's fine. I'm not dumb.
I'll just open up the tied-off ropes.
We need to destroy this.
No, you don't. Stop fucking ruining everything that's fun.
Bo's god. What was it? Shub-Niggurath? This is his mask. It was the few pages of that folio that I had. When I read through it, this was in there.
For the record, Bo's body's missing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We haven't told you that.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Also, I don't want to just crack this thing in half, because I don't know what that's going to do. That's why I was saving it.
Yeah. How about we just carry it with us? I don't know that leaving this just laying around, even in a dead drop, would be a...
That's fine.
Especially if there's a zombie walking around whose god probably brought him back. Yeah, no. Yep. Okay. This just got a lot more complicated. Let's just get to the Arcanum.
Does the Arcanum have any, like, horrible magical object alarms?
I don't know. They might. They might now.
I don't know that walking this into the Arcanum is gonna be a speedy process.
Then we give it to Bulan.
By the gods, no.
I trust him.
That's fine.
And I've known him a lot longer than you. If anybody was gonna keep a magical item secret, for the ulterior motive of keeping it for himself, it would be him. But the Syndicate wouldn't find out about it.
And what happens if he moves it in the next 4 hours and then it's just in the wind?
Then I grab him, I torture him, and either kill him or find it.
I'm just gonna keep it on my back.
All right, then.
We're gonna make a quick cut over to Jensen.
Okie dokie. So I walked out of the inn, or I ran out of the inn so Helden can keep up with me. And I am going to go to my house, and I'm going to grab all of my stuff, which isn't much. I think it's two sets of clothing. My favorite lighter and all my smokes. And then I'm going to go find Dagger.
So heading, most likely place he's going to be is going to be Lush. It's still early in the day, but... with the way the city is, a lot of people are inside drinking. Partying and having a grand old time. You see Fitz at the bar, as always.
Where's Dagger at Fitz?
Believe he's upstairs. Usual booth.
I need to talk to him. It's important.
Oh. Alright, head up. Let me know you're on your way.
I rush up the stairs.
Up there you see his normal guards kind of on either side. A waitress just dropped off a drink at his table. And both guards are kind of like looking at you, looking back. Finally one of them kind of turns in and you can kind of see he's talking. And then the other one's just motioning towards you to come in.
Jensen, how are things?
You've seen the town.
I've been great for the black market, so I hear from Hood.
I need an audience with the king.
For what purpose?
I need to make a deal.
You've made lots of deals.
This one's bigger than any of them. I'm going to give the king Ironclad for me and Helen's freedom.
Dagger's just gonna stop for a second.
Give me an hour. Sit, have a drink or two. Can I give the king any snippet of information?
I'd rather tell him myself.
Understandable. Alright, go downstairs, have a drink, talk that's just on me. And I'll get in touch with the king for you.
I go downstairs and I sit at a table. No, I don't even say bye to him, I just leave.
We're gonna cut quickly back over to the gang. You guys approach the Arcane District. The Grey Cloaks are out in force. you don't see a single city guard in the Arcane District. It is all gray cloaked.
Put my head down and keep walking.
You guys get the tower. You know that there's a one or two mages outside the door. Business in the tower?
We're here to see Ava.
She's a little busy at the moment. Can
she'll want to see us. She knows who we are.
And you are?
My name is Ordok Fang. I'm a paladin of the Order of Thaum. We have spoken to her. She understands what we're doing, and she's going to want to see us.
All right. She's currently in a meeting with a member of your church already.
No!
Shit!
No!
Give me,
she'll,
if you want to sit.
Interrupt her. She needs to hear this now.
I can't interrupt her official business, as you probably well know.
I am here on official business.
And one of your higher-ups is already here on official business.
Which higher-up?
Bishop Simon Gorgovich, right hand to the archpriest.
Perfect, Simon boy. I'll talk to him.
You'll be so kind as to sit in the lobby. I'll send a messenger for you.
Sounds good. The second he's out of sight, I am just going to walk in. I'm not sitting in the lobby.
No, they were outside the tower. Yeah, so they let you go into the first floor.
That's fine. We know she's in a meeting, so. I'm just going to look back at the guys and just be like, top floor?
Top,
probably.
Top floor.
Going to where you normally meet her at?
Yeah.
As you guys kind of head up, you guys take the stairs or the lift?
So the lift is it faster?
It is.
Is it a mass exodus to the lift this time?
I was going to say, if there's a big line, I'm just going to start walking through. Flesh-eating disease. Magic gone wrong. Flesh-eating disease. I need the elevator.
A good number of people dash to the sides.
Yeah. Get in there and hit the button. Going up.
I get up to the normal floor where you met her a good number of times, where she kind of does some of her classes. The door is, well, you're normally on the other side of the shut door, but you get to the door to kind of her office and quarters, and the door is shut.
I'm going to say, we might actually not want to interrupt that meeting. I don't think we want to give the order any sort of suspicion. They know my face.
Oh, that's right. Okay, so what do we do then?
I don't know. Maybe I can back out of this conversation and you can interrupt.
All right, pound.
I'll walk away.
Ava!
After a little bit of time, you're going to hear a rustling, and the door's going to open.
Oh. They found you.
Yeah, we need your help, and you need to come here. Out of that.
I'm in the middle of a meeting.
Is Father Stonespine there?
No.
Oh, okay. Good.
The Bishop Gorgovich.
Right. Does she know thieves can't by any any means?
You can always find out.
I'm just gonna start talking in thieves can't and give her like a message like, church is compromised. You need to hear me out.
And she's going to respond,
I'm not a blaming idiot. I know it's been broken.
Yeah, good job, Ava.
Give me a few. I can't just end this meeting.
All right, we'll wait in your quarters.
No, that's where I'm currently having the meeting.
Oh.
Wait out here, I'll send for you.
Okay, I'll walk back to Ordok. It's all good. She knows.
This is on
Were you
side.
Talking about the weather?
I was going to make the same joke.
Yeah.
As you guys are waiting, we're going to cut back over to Jensen. It's been probably about 30 minutes before one of Dagger's bodyguards comes down with a note.
I can't read.
All right!
He hands you a note and walks away.
I grab him by the arm and say, can you read this?
Yes.
Do it.
It says, meet me in 10 minutes to play some chess.
Where the fuck does he want to play chess at? Wait, how far away is headquarters?
About 10 minutes.
Well, then, yeah, it's perfect.
It's almost like he planned it that way.
Down, as you walk there, down the little side staircase, you see Hank, the half-orc.
Jensen, how goes it?
Not great.
Oh, show me your colors.
I show him, and as I do, there's the king in there.
You're the first one I've seen coming all day. But you know how many hidey holes are in this place.
Fair enough. I got one.
It's going to open and it's going to shut it behind you and latch it, as always. It's a little dark inside. There's a couple of candles on the walls. For the first time, you've noticed that the headquarters has never been this empty before. And then you're going to hear just like a whisper from the side.
Jensen, it's been a while.
Sir.
I hear you have a proposition for me.
I think I have information that could make you the king of more than just a gang.
And what might that be?
I want to make a deal with you first.
All right.
I hand you this information, and you let me and Helen go. No more ties.
That completely depends on the information and the outcome of such.
If I can give you information that leads to you ruling Ironclad, will you let me and Helen walk free?
If it's useful information, yes, I could see that.
Sure you're smart enough to know that the clerics are already vying for power and the mages are far behind?
I haven't seen a district war like this in quite some time.
There's a third party. Turns out we didn't kill the Piper.
Oh, I'm quite aware of that.
Do you know what he's planning?
I should. I hired him.
Dun dun dun!
Oh, no.
Hang on, I gotta change up my tactic here for a second.
I didn't think of him being...
I kind of did.
He wants the war.
If you hired him, then why was he saying he was hired by someone in the Redeemer District?
I know you're still new to the thieving, but... a lie is a lie, my boy. Deception. Sleight of hand.
How do you benefit from the clerics looking good?
Who's to say I'm not playing both sides of the table?
You got people in the church?
I have people everywhere.
What about the mages?
Bolin's always been a useful stooge.
He's a stooge, but can he control them?
When you have a magical item to sell or buy, who do you go to? Who always has the most unique items in the Arcane District?
I don't know, I don't really deal with magic items, you know that. That's Helen's thing.
Who would he say? Bolin?
I guess.
Enchantments. Suggestions. You can always put those in the most unique places to slowly influence people. Door frames to shops are a great place for that.
I'm gonna take a long shot here. So, do you know about a new mage walking around town? The one that cheats death?
No, I have not heard of this one.
The mages in the tower have. They warned us about him. But we didn't really listen.
And who is this defier of death?
That bumbling idiot we had with us.
Last I heard, he was dead, but this... he might be able to be a pawn on the board again.
Well, here's the deal. He's not your pawn. He's mine.
King's just gonna have a nice smile on his face.
Go on.
Me and Helen's freedom for him.
Two freedoms of some of my, though incompetent at times, useful agents for a supposedly dead whatever the fuck he is that I haven't seen in a number of days. I think we both know the answer to that.
Helen and I are just thieves. Whatever he is, it's gonna change the entire continent.
Bring me this defier of death, and maybe we can talk again.
Alright.
Is that all you had to offer?
I guess so.
Oh, Jensen. How is our drowning boy?
You already know.
I do. He's gonna, like, turn to the side and pull a small vial out of, like, a sash at his waist.
Cures for a condition such as his are quite hard to find.
John, are there any windows in this building?
No.
I didn't think so. Just me and the king.
Roll me perception check.
12.
That you can tell it's only you and the king down here.
I think I'm just going to try to grab the vial out of his hand while he's showboating.
He's going to pull it back and you're just going to see like a... You know when magicians make coins vanish?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he does that with the vial. You can see his fingers just move rapidly and the vial's gone.
What do you want for it?
What do I want? We both know Helen has a mission. See that it's fulfilled. And it's yours.
Want me to help Helen?
With what he's supposed to do, yes.
I'm gonna insight check him, because I figure he's probably lying. He's got all the cards. He doesn't have to keep his end of the deal. But 18. And I ask him, you promise, or, yeah, you promise?
Cross my heart.
And he seems genuine?
Oh, he seems completely genuine.
Fine. And then bow for our freedom.
Done.
I walk out.
Thanks for listening to this week's episode. If you want to keep up on everything Do or Dice, you can find us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Do or Dice Podcast, or join us in our Discord. You can find all of our show notes, character sheets, and player bios on doordicepodcast.com. If you enjoy the show, please subscribe, and please leave a review. We appreciate all of them. See you next week. Same dice time, same dice channel.
Free and unencumbered.